Andre Benjamin stars as Jimi Hendrix. All Is By My Side in theaters now. Andre 3000 performed, I think, for the last time with Outkast this past weekend. Andre.
Say it wasn't so. Not the
yes,
last.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's it, huh? That's it for Outkast.
Good morning.
If I didn't see you performing in Atlanta this past weekend, I won't see you perform live again.
Well, I can't say that. I don't, you know, I'm not God. I don't control it, but we don't have any plans for touring. I think you have a window, you know. I think every artist has a window sometimes.
And you think this is it,
you know,
huh?
You can go past it if you like.
So mad because I wanted to see you all perform, man. Even starting when you started in California, and you've been, and
I
missed last weekend, and that's it, huh? Doggone it.
But we can't
see
you on the big screen.
Well, I'm not a controller of it.
Yep.
Yeah, you definitely can't go to the movie theater and check it out.
Sure. Okay, so the Jimi Hendrix story.
Mm-hmm.
You look just like him.
We worked hard at it, man. It was a great team of people doing hair. You know, people working on the voice, weight training, and all kinds of stuff just to get it to that place. So, yeah, we had fun doing it.
He always sounded like Bootsy to me. Or Bootsy sounded like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I see how you say that. I think Jimmy may have been a little bit before Bootsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they similar. They definitely similar.
So when you were trying to get the Jimi Hendrix cadence and all that down, what was the hardest thing for you to say or to imitate Jimi Hendrix?
Well, just period, because I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the South.
Yeah, so, you know, right.
He's from Seattle. And so, you know, just the way we speak, you know, my drawl is a lot deeper, a lot longer. And so I had to...
You had to work on your drawl?
Shorten my speech. Yeah, I had to kind of lose it as much as I could. And it just came through, you know, practice and listening to a lot of tape and watching a lot of interviews.
And the pigeon-toed, how was that? And the whole walk and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the physicality of Jimmy, I tried to, you know, imitate in some kind of way because he was pigeon-toed and, you know, he wore bad shoes all of his life because he didn't have a lot of money, so his feet was bad. No, this is true.
Wow.
His feet was bad, so, you know, he would walk a certain way and he would walk light and stand a certain way, so I would have to walk that way around the house.
What did you learn about Jimi Hendrix you didn't know anything about? What was, the strangest thing you learned about him?
Well, not strange things. It's just kind of like little normal things, like the things he used to listen to around the house, just playing on his own record player. Like, he was actually a big fan of Bill Cosby's comedy record.
Yeah.
Like, he would sit.
Wow.
Yeah, he would sit and listen to him.
Is that in the movie?
Know, he was a big jazz fan. No, it's not in the movie. But yeah, just kind of researching. And, you know, he was a car enthusiast. And he had bad vision. He couldn't see, but he didn't want to look uncool, so he never got glasses.
Is that
right? He wrecked cars, too, because of...
Because he couldn't see?
Because of his vanity.
Yeah, he didn't want to get the glasses.
Is that in the movie?
No, just details, like just kind of researching. You know, you can't put everything into the movie. We tried to get as much as we could. But, yeah, he's a pretty interesting cat, though.
I like the partnership between you and John Ridley. I think John Ridley is one of the finest directors and writers we have today. This, is, of course, is the man who gave us 12 Years a Slave, and he also wrote this script. So it was a real collective effort, they said, in his recruiting you for this part.
Yes, John Ridley, man, he's amazing. And just to be honest, he is pretty much the backbone of this whole project, you know, because he came to Atlanta. Down to Atlanta about 3 years ago and said, hey, I'm going to do this Jimi Hendrix movie and I want you to play it. And, you know, I had my reservations about it, but he kind of, just him knowing how much he wanted to do it, I could see it in his eyes that he wanted to do it really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so just that, man, I just kind of rolled with him and, you know, he kind of whipped me into shape as to what he needed. And I was down for it. So, yeah, John is amazing when it comes to that. He's an excellent writer. Yeah, that's John.
But Andre, you said, or I read somewhere, that it was like weeks before you all were scheduled and you still had your doubts about doing it. Like you wanted to turn back and say, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, it was a production issue because Jimi Hendrix was a left-hand guitar player, and I'm a right-hand guitar player. But what we wanted to do in production was to try to flip the image. Like, so I would do everything right-handed, but then it would flip the image to make it look like I'm left-handed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in research, we found out that that would be way too expensive production-wise, and it was a low-budget film. So John was like, hey, we got to do it left-handed. And I just felt like I didn't want to make Jimmy look stupid. You know, left-handed anything is kind of like walking backwards, and that's kind of difficult. So I did have my reservations right before we left.
Yeah, but you have to play the guitar upside down.
Yeah, left-handed upside down.
And so now that you are saying that we may not see Outkast together again, Andre Benjamin, so are you just going to concentrate on your acting from here on out, or are you going to do some solo stuff as far as your music is concerned?
We're definitely, both of us are doing solo things, and, you know, just don't get me wrong about touring. I never say never because, like I said before, I'm not the controller of that. But there's, you know, personally no interest in doing it. I felt like this was the perfect time to do it, you know, and I think I never want to be 50, you know, 50 years old, you know, doing those songs. I think rap music, it's a young people's music, you know, and I'm clear about that with me. And it's just a personal thing, but, you know, people have rolled with us for years, so I'm happy that people have rolled with Outkast. But I can never say that we'll never do it again, but there are no plans right now.
Yeah, well, I missed out.
Y'all did good in Atlanta, man. Y'all sold a lot of tickets. A lot.
Jimi Hendrix. He stars as Jimi Hendrix. All is by my side. Andre Benjamin.